Well, do you guys want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Who would like to start the intro today?
Me.
Okay, go ahead.
Me.
Good morning and welcome.
Your coffee and devotions
this Friday morning. This is where every day
we get together.
We get into God's word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the That's right. We'll make it through all of the wisdom literature. And this morning we are at, do you guys remember which psalm? Psalm 55. That's right. Why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee or tea. We'll pray and we'll get into God's word. You guys ready? Okay, let's drink and we'll pray. Okay. You guys ready to pray?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We pray that your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts, that we would love you, that we would cry out to you, that we would trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's keep our feet off there, please. Okay, Psalm 55. Let's go ahead and open to God's word. To the chief musician with stringed instruments, a contemplation of David. Give ear to my prayer, O God. And do not hide yourself from my supplication. Oh, that's a big word. What do you think supplication means?
My request.
My request. Good. Yeah. My request. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate me.
My heart is severely pained within me. The terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. So I said, oh, I had wings like a dove, I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest.
That's right. So is his heart happy?
No.
No, his heart is severely pained, and he wishes he was like a bird or something, right? Because what would he do?
Fly away.
You just fly away. All right. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in the midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets.
For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, my companion and my...
What is a big word?
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance.
We took sweet counsel together and walked to house...
We walked to the house
of the... Of God in song.
In the throng, that's right. So was it someone, was it his enemy who was against him?
Mm-mm.
Who was it?
His friend.
His friend, that's right. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into the pit. For wickedness is in their dwelling, and is in their dwelling and among them.
As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Every morning,
evening
and morning, and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace as from the battle that was against me.
For
For there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them. Even he who abides from of old. Because they do not change, therefore they do not fear God.
Oh, what does he say he's going to do in the evening, in the morning, and even at the middle of the day?
Praise the Lord.
Now, well, maybe praise is a part of it, but he says, I will
pray.
And what does he say God will do?
He shall hear my voice.
Yeah, does God hear us when we pray?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many who were against me. Has God redeemed us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, by whose blood did he redeem us?
Jesus.
That's right, Jesus' blood. He has put forth his hand against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn as swords. Man, does this sound like a good friend?
No.
Right, his words, no, right? His words were as smooth as
oil.
As oil or as butter, right? But what did he really have in his heart?
Swords.
That's right, swords. He wanted to fight. Nathan, can you read 22?
Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved.
Oh, that's a good one. What does it tell us to do?
Trust in the Lord.
Yeah, trust in the Lord. Cast your burden on the Lord. How do you think we can cast our burden on the Lord?
With drink.
No, we don't cast our cares on the Lord with the. We pray to him. That's right. We pray to him. But you, O God, shall bring them down from the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. So, man, that was a whole lot. So what do you guys think we should do? What are we called to do in response to this?
Pray to God and worship him.
Good.
What Deborah said.
Yeah, we can pray to God. We can worship him. We can trust in him in the hard times when our closest enemies might... Yeah, we could trust in the Lord at morning and at noon and in the evening. We can pray and cry aloud. He's redeemed us. He's cared for us. You guys ready to pray?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you hear our voice. We do love you, and we pray to you that you would care for us and watch over us, that you might always be near to us. We thank you so much that you have delivered us up from the pit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May he fill your heart with peace as you rest in Jesus Christ. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. You guys want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.